The project grabbed my attention on Facebook when I saw a picture of a friend, and then as I looked through the page, I found it really arresting, the photography itself. Why did you start this project, and what did you want to do or accomplish with it?
I am a creative. My release of bad energy, I tend to turn to my creative side to release any stress or anything of that nature. So working from home, balancing school myself, and balancing mom life and having to be a teacher got to be a little bit overwhelming. And we had discussed starting a project because my partner is not from Abilene. We had discussed starting a project to kind of get to know the city a little bit better and the people here. I grew up here. He didn't. And I thought, how cool would it be if we just kind of went around? I'd like you to meet a lot of these great Abilene people. I mean, a lot of people know the bigger names, but I want you to meet the smaller people, the people who make a huge difference, people that I volunteer with. You know, we can take their picture, and he does videography. So I'm like, you can shoot like a small snippet. You know, it can be kind of similar to People of New York kind of thing, except it's Abilene. Well, that was maybe a few days before quarantine. And so we were talking on the phone, and I was letting him know how I'd been talking to a girlfriend, and she'd been saying that she had similar issues and feeling overwhelmed. And I thought, I bet it would be really interesting if we took pictures of everyone. I said, of course, we'd need to make sure that, you know, we had all the proper precautions, shooting from a distance. I said, which is fine. I've got a zoom lens. And so it just kind of blew up from there. We didn't really think we'd have a lot of people that would be willing to pose for us. But after the first few and showing examples, and we had little cards that we would hand out with our social media and our website, people started contacting us and they wanted to be a part of it. So it's kind of how it started. We wanted to mainly showcase just feelings, how people were feeling, how they were coping. We all handled trauma in different ways. And I think a lot of us are trying to keep it together, especially for our children. And it's hard to balance that. So I think by sharing each other's stories, it helps us kind of connect as a community to say, oh, I'm feeling just like that. This is normal. Not by any means is what's happening normal, but I think my purpose was to help normalize the situation in the event that it's around for a while. You know, but the more normal we can make it, the easier it is to cope with it. And the other part of it was just documenting history. You know, when this first started, I had my daughter look up pandemics. What is the difference between an epidemic and a pandemic? What is the most recent one? And so, you know, we looked at the Spanish flu, and a lot of the pictures we saw were black and white, very similar to how we did it, how we are doing it. And I just thought, this is really, we're living amidst history. Let's document it. So several purposes behind starting the project, but the main focus was just kind of sharing stories and helping people connect and normalize the experience.
So you kind of touched on this a second ago. When you head out to take pictures, what's your approach? Do you have appointments set up? Are you just going out looking for something to capture a specific idea? Or is it something where maybe you're trying to come across anything and document it in the moment?
So I shoot photography for just as a side hobby, but I have clients or consistent people that I shoot with. And so I think my approach was to try to cover the vast majority of occupations. I wanted different perspectives. I wanted, you know, student perspective. I wanted the medical field perspective. There are also counselors and people that I know are busy. And then just the average person who maybe is at home, you know, who's a stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home dad. And so typically, or in the beginning, we would contact people, certain people like, oh, I know this person who is a teacher. I know this person who is a nurse. And so we wanted to touch on those. But a lot of times we would kind of just drive around, or I would drive around and just kind of think about, okay, who could I ask or where could I stop? So, you know, a lot of the places were still open, like Vintage Marketplace. And so I just stopped and got off, looked around, and then asked for the owner and just said, hey, would you be interested in posing? Sometimes I'm out and about at grocery stores and we'll just ask someone. But the majority of people that I photograph are people that we set appointments with just to to make sure that we kind of can control the elements to an extent. You know, I tell them they're welcome to wear a mask or not wear a mask. I usually would wear a mask, and I carry sanitizer and spray just in case, and keep a certain amount of distance, especially when there's children involved. It's just easier to have set appointments, but I also try to squeeze in those, you know, candid shots of certain people.
So do you have a favorite post or photo from the project?
I don't know if I have a favorite one. There are so many that I really like. Of course, I photographed my own daughter, and, you know, we spoke a lot. So those are images. Anytime I take a picture of her, those are going to be my favorite images. But there are just so many, and so many tied to stories. I think if I have to choose one, I would say Camille. Her picture was the one where she was standing in front of two double sliding doors, and there were all types of signs on front of the door that, you know, had their process. And hers, I mean, Camille is one of my good friends, but just listening to her speak and, you know, describe what her day looks like. You know, they go in, they have to put on the full PPE. You know, anytime I'm just wearing a normal cloth mask, you know, it can be kind of overwhelming trying to speak through it. So I can't imagine having to put on the full, you know, gear and be around patients and be cautious. And, you know, she just kind of went into detail about feelings and anxiety and the stress and just being exhausted. And so anytime I look at that image, I feel, you know, I'm taken back to our conversation, and I feel that anxiety. So I think that's one of the ones that sticks out to me. There's the most, at least. There's another one, and maybe it's just because it's my cousin, but she works at one of the prisons here. And I didn't, you know, I try to be true to exactly what everyone is saying. We may fix grammar if there's like a misspelled word, because a lot of the conversations will happen through text. Or when they give us, you know, their quote or their statement, it happens a lot. It's just written down through either our social media or through text. And, you know, I told her, just shoot me, you know, a text, just let me know. And I expected hers to be, you know, I guess softer than it was. Her quote was, "I'm just trying to come home to my family safe and alive." And that one to me, the statement itself, I think is something everyone is thinking, but no one says it. You know, I think there's a component of all of us that are worried about, like, you know, that death aspect. You know, even if we don't know anyone who has it, you know, looking at all the numbers and watching stories about other people's experience with it, you know, what she said was something I think that kind of touched deep inside all of us, like, okay, yeah, you know, there's some truth to that. You know, it's very simple, but it's scary and it's emotional. So I think Camille's picture, but her, Dominique's statement, stand out a lot to me.
Has there been anything that you've encountered either while out on a shoot, or you're kind of describing the comments that really affected you, but has there been anything that surprised you?
I think people's willingness to speak to me has been a little surprising. And I also expected more negativity. And everyone's actually been pretty positive. Everyone's been really willing to share their story. Most people have kind of kept to themselves. And so they're not around a lot of people. So when I go to speak with them, it's like they really want to share their story. They want to release that anxiety and just kind of share their thoughts. That was surprising, because I really expect people to be like, no, I don't want you to take my picture. I don't want you to come close to me. I don't, you know. And so their willingness to participate was something that I didn't expect from them.
So at this point, you've got almost 1,000 followers on your Facebook page. What kind of reaction have you gotten from the people who are viewing the work?
I think we've been perceived in a positive way. Again, I was worried about being perceived in a negative way, especially when they did the news story on us, because I thought, man, they're going to, you know, I'm going to see comments about, you guys are part of the problem, you're spreading this and that. I've seen just some really harsh comments, you know, about people, especially the first few people that had the virus here in town. You know, Facebook ripped them apart, some of the viewers, and it was just so ugly. So I was worried about that, but everyone has perceived it in a positive way. They're like, wow, I'm glad someone is doing this. I'm glad that, you guys are documenting this. This is amazing. You know, and there are people that just like looking at the pictures, and there are people that like reading the stories and sharing it. And people are like, oh, I know that person. Oh, I know this person. And so I think it's been, I think it's been good for them. I think it's their way of kind of, again, like I said, normalizing the experience for them and kind of sharing their feelings and being able to share, you know, people that they know and talk to other people about it, or send people our way to say, hey, I think you should be a part of this project. They've reached out to us. We had a friend that made t-shirts for us, and him and I took pictures with the t-shirts, and we've had people ask like, can we have, you know, I want a t-shirt. Like I want to sport that. I'm like, sure. Yeah. Let's, you know, we'll see what we can do. So overall, you know, people have been encouraging and supportive, really supportive, of the project, and they really enjoy, what we're doing. And some people have just, you know, even offered suggestions like, oh, try this. Have you tried, you know, maybe about, what about this occupation? And I'm like, it's on our list. Thank you so much, kind of thing. So yeah, overall, it's been positive and good.
Is there anything left that you're wanting to accomplish or to capture that you haven't been able to yet? And how much longer do you think you'll continue?
There are a few occupations that I'd like to capture. Right now I'm working on trying to find people that work in the wind, on the wind farms, and then people that work in the oil field. I think that part of, you know, because I know that the area has been affected greatly, at least the oil compared to the wind. And I wanted to get the two different perspectives. And so that's kind of what I've been working on. I would like to see if I could get the mayor, but I don't know how likely that is, but that would be kind of an ideal person that I'd want to speak with. I'm not sure how much longer we'll do this. I think that although, you know, everything is opening back up, I do personally feel like there may be some effects to this. I kind of think that, you know, after a few months, we may have to shut down again. I mean, I think that everyone, I mean, just being out lately, you know, I don't typically take my daughter out, but me being out lately, you know, going to the grocery store, people are starting to become a lot more relaxed, and they're not really, you know, wearing masks. They're not, which is, you know, they're right. But I don't see as much, like, I don't know. I feel like people are getting more relaxed with, you know, all of this. And so I just feel like in the next month or two, you know, we may see an increase and they may shut things down again. So I don't know. I think that even with the implementation of phase two, you know, there's still some effects. There's still people who aren't going to want to go out, you know, or there are things that are going to stick around. I think, you know, the plexiglass shields are still going to be up. The doctor's appointments, having to wait outside and let them go in, you know, all of that is still affecting how we live. And so, you know, life has changed a little bit. So I want to continue kind of documenting that and their, you know, those different areas and the experience that they're having with the new protocols. So I kind of feel like at some point I'll be like, okay, I feel like I've captured everything that I want to, or things are, you know, this is the new normal. It's been like this for a few months. Everything is settled down. That may be the end of it, but I also feel like in 6 months to a year of it being normal, I would like to follow up with everybody and say like, hey, how, you know, how's it been going since the, you know, virus? Like, how do you feel now? You know, and recapture a picture of them and take another statement from them. I think that would be a nice follow up to the project.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me. I really appreciated the time that you gave me, and it's a really interesting project, and I look forward to sharing it with our listeners.
Of course, I appreciate you reaching out to me. I enjoy sharing this project. It's been more helpful to me to kind of deal with my stress. So I'm glad that other people are connecting to it and getting things out of it. So thank you for letting me share.